This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, comments on the latest surge of some 6,500 migrants who were rescued from unseaworthy boats off the Libyan coast on Monday, and looks at the factors driving migration from many African countries. The migrants believed to be mostly Africans were saved in dozens of separate rescue missions taking place some 20 kilometres off the port of Sabratha in Libya. It marked one of the largest influxes of migrants and refugees in a single day so far this year. Leonard Doyle is a spokesperson for the IOM. He said the migrants were crammed onto particularly unseaworthy boats and said if they had gone to the high seas, they would have all probably drowned. I asked him whether this large number of boats represented a new surge in the number of migrants desperately trying to cross the sea to Europe.
Well, I think there's been poor weather and that's led to boats not leaving and suddenly a break in the weather and lots of people got in the boats and left. They're particularly unseaworthy boats, so it's not surprising they didn't leave in high seas. They would all probably have drowned. But so I think this, they were simply waiting for a break in the weather.
Do you see a new tactic on the part of people smugglers who are putting these migrants in increasingly unseaworthy boats and are only giving them a very small amount of petrol, not enough certainly to cross the Mediterranean because they're just hoping they're going to go a few miles offshore and then be rescued?
There's nothing new under the sun, and they've been behaving abominably since we started reporting this, and before indeed. I think the tactics are just cynical and brutal and designed to profit, very nasty people.
Do you see any chance at all that the EU could be open to the idea of legal resettlement? Because experts say this is the only way you're going to stop desperate people from putting themselves into the control of the people smugglers and taking these desperate means.
I think, resettlement is always going to be dealing with a small proportion of the refugees. It's really designed for the most vulnerable cases. We see 10,000 resettled to the United States. Think of how many millions are waiting in refugee camps. So resettlement is not the solution, but it's definitely a way of giving people hope that there's a chance for those who are most vulnerable to avoid a fate worse than death.
What is the solution, though?
The solution is to have peace in the countries of origin and stop the drivers of this migration, to get rid of the corruption in some of the desperation countries that people are leaving, to have opportunities for people of all genders, to push back against climate change in ways that create sustainable livelihoods. There's no rocket science involved, just common sense application of the well-thought-out projects and plans of the United Nations over the generations. The problem is human beings get involved and corruption gets involved and things don't happen as they should. People then leave in desperation.
Do you have any hopes that something concrete will come out of next month's unprecedented UN conference on addressing migrant and refugee flows?
I think the very fact that it's happening, as you say, it's the first ever and there's going to be a focus on it, means that the world's attention will be, however temporarily, focused on this terribly important issue. So that can only be a good thing.
I was speaking there to Leonard Doyle of the International Organization for Migration.